Welcome to Sonya Relationship Podcast. So, someone actually sent me this, and I want y'all to hear the video that they have sent me. You know, I always share what they send me with y'all. It's about being in a narcissistic marriage and when your narcissistic husband stop having sex with you. So give me 1 second. I want y'all to hear the video.
Here, see my wife's life last night. So yeah, she was walking from her office to her parking spot right over here at night. She was working late, and she noticed this guy hanging out right over there. And he started following her to her car. She didn't recognize him, never seen him before in the office park here. And she was very nervous. So when she was walking to her car, she took out this little device. It's called, go ahead and say it. Look, a married man wants to be married primarily so that he could experience and explore sexuality and affection without the worry of going out and randomly doing promiscuous things in life. As a matter of fact, this is the ancient lyrics of the Bible, and one of the main reasons for marriage, I believe it was Paul that said, because you cannot quench that fire, talking about lust, therefore each one should find himself a wife to satisfy, to quench that fire. One of the images of marriage is to be able to have that in common, to celebrate that, so you do not have the need to live a dangerous, promiscuous life. It's beyond my comprehension is a man or a husband who has a woman, a beautiful wife, who is ready, who is willing, and yet the husband denies, doesn't want to do it, says no, avoids affection, avoids sex. It's heartbreaking anytime I deal and help with women through this problem. And I've concluded the 4 reasons. Like I said, I'm going to share them in reverse order, beginning with number 4, because it's the least common reason that I hear, yet it does come up. And that is, coming in at number 4, is performance issues. And by performance issues, you can call it erectile dysfunction, whatever you want to call it. This does come up, which isn't a narcissistically abusive person trait or characteristic. It's just something that happens out there. However, it's something that can be remedied. And this is why it doesn't come up all that often, except for when you are dealing with a narcissistically abusive person and their pride and their arrogance is at such a place that they would rather just deny affection, deny sex to their wives, and instead draw their attention elsewhere in life, money, housing projects, anything else, simply out of not wanting to admit that they need to get help. This is the narcissistic nature of that type of a husband, where it would be easy to perhaps go see a doctor who would maybe just change their diet, tell them to drink more water, tell them to take some fish cod liver oil or whatever, do things to exercise, get their blood flowing more, whatever, and no, they don't want to do that. It's too embarrassing, it's too admitting that they are inferior in some way, and so they avoid all that and instead just pretend like they are not interested in their wife, no affection anymore, no sex anymore. What's really sad about this one, and like I said, it's not that common, but it does happen. And what's interesting is a lot of the wives that I talk to, they oftentimes don't care about the performance. They'll say, I don't care if it works for 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, just show some affection. I'll work with that, it's fine. But because of the narcissism, the man just refuses, the husband will refuse. So nope, if it's not gonna be the best, if I'm not gonna be the best, I'm just not even gonna do it, I'm gonna be the best elsewhere. And so this can be very damaging, it can be very hurtful, and it can leave a wife in a place of just confusion and rejection. Alright? So that's number 4. Again, not the most common because it's remedied. There's options available to help that, but it does happen. Now, the number 3 reason that I've come across, which happens more often, but not as often as number one does, but the number three reason I come across is cheating. Cheating. A husband who's out there cheating, and by cheating, I don't just mean having an affair or having a mistress with a dedicated other partner in their life. By cheating, this can also be going to prostitutes, or also going to Asian massage parlors, or going to strip clubs on a regular basis. I have come across this where this will cause a husband to detach sexually and with affection from their wives. Oftentimes, it's the beginning stages of what causes a wife to become curious as to what's going on. Why are they not showing affection? Why is the amount of intimacy and affection and sex dwindling, which starts them to poke around, and then oftentimes a wife will find out that the husband is going to these places, going to a massage parlor, going to strip clubs, going to prostitution, and it's very damaging. And so there is that pull away if a husband is out there doing these other things. In other words, he's finding his satisfaction elsewhere. Now, the reason this comes in at number three is because typically it's not necessarily a reason that a husband would deny his wife sex. Oftentimes, if anything, this type of behavior is an indication of a very high sex drive, primarily due to that narcissistic mentality of it's never enough. So they're constantly needing it in order to have supply, have fuel in a narcissistic way. They constantly need to get their, you know what, wet. And in these types of situations, it's not uncommon that they will go to strip clubs, they will go to Asian massage parlors, they will go to prostitutes, they may have some people on the side, and still come home to their wives and have sex with their wives too. That's why this is not the most common reason I hear about. Because oftentimes these people will have sex with anything. They'll go out and if they find a slippery enough hole in a tree, they'll probably use it. So it's not the most common reason, but it is a reason for some narcissistic husbands to pull away from their wives. That's number three. The second reason, and this gets into dicey, damaging territory for women, and that is a husband who comes out of the closet, so to speak, and is gay. And this is probably one of the more malicious and malevolent things that I've come across, and it's not because of being gay. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's being gay and lying about it from the get-go and dragging in a woman, dragging in someone in marriage who they're not really in love with, even forming a family. Oftentimes, these people will have children. All not out of really wanting it, but as though they're pawns in a game, so they can satisfy what they want their family to see, or what they want culture to see, or their job to see, or society to see. Ultimately, 10 and 15 years down the road, after they've had some kids and they've decided, well, you know, I'm done pretending, thanks, but no thanks, I'm actually gay, surprise, and then they go off and they do their thing, whatever that is. This is crushing to a lot of the women that I've dealt with who had no idea. What's interesting about it is sometimes they say they suspected something was strange from the beginning. And listen, I always say in my coaching with one-on-one, I tell people, listen, the things that you suspect in the beginning, pay attention to them. Observe, observe, observe. Do not miss the red flags. There's a reason why your discernment tells you these things. There's a reason why you need to dig deeper. And this happens to be one of those reasons. Because ultimately, it's going to come out, it's going to explode, and it's going to leave a bunch of people in the wake of their destruction. So the reason, again, that I look at this as one of the most malicious, narcissistically abusive things that a person can do is because of the long-term lying. Again, it's not being gay, that's on them, whatever. It's not being honest about it. Starting a family under the assumption that you're gonna be their provider and you're gonna be this family person. That's what it is to get married and to start a family. It's to create that commitment. But to go into it because you're hiding it?
Thank you for listening to Sonya Relationship Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart, wherever to see your podcast at. Please share your comment here at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, Sonya Santiago, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Go to my website, http://wordpress.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He have a new album out that just came out on Apple, Spotify. Please go listen to it. Please follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl in Orange. If you haven't read it, please read it. Follow Miss Carr. She have her Affirmations Every Day podcast. Follow TAWYNA Williams. She have a book called Something Single. Please read it. It's a great book. Follow King's Flex on SoundCloud, and y'all have a blessed night.